12 countries in 18 months with one simple goal: learn how people live from the work of their hands and their lands. Well, this is the perennialplate.com. It's the creation of Chef Daniel Klein and videographer Mira Fine. Now, they're into what you do not find in the guidebooks, and they're determined to learn what food really is to the people of the world. Daniel, Mira, it's good to have you back with us.
So good to be here.
Great to be here.
You two are always heading for places that tourists never find. And I understand the most recent trip was to Morocco. So, you know, what happened?
Morocco was a really amazing place to visit. But it was the first place where having a camera actually made it more difficult for us to be there. You know, normally when we go to each country, having a camera opens doors for us so we can go to different places, see behind the scenes.
Ask awkward questions
and people are open to talking to us. In Morocco, people were very turned off by the camera. Many people didn't want their face filmed at all. We had to film only hands. Many people just didn't want the camera at all. So when they saw us with the camera, they turned away.
But you did have, from what I understand, you had a really rare experience. You were with a group of nomads in a rather remote area,
yeah.
If I got it right?
We hiked about 3 hours up the Tadra Gorge and were able to spend a night with a family of nomads in their camp, which is essentially their tent where they've lived for 12 years. And then they've built caves in the mountain, and we got to sleep in one of the caves, which was amazing.
What was that like?
I mean, it was really, really intense, actually. This is a trip that, I mean, Intrepid Travel sends people up to have tea with this family normally as kind of a realistic experience, but they don't usually spend, you know, the full day and the night.
Right.
And so when we got up there, you know, a strikingly beautiful, this simple and austere way of life, and then a windstorm happened. So we're up there, and the wind starts blowing, and we have, you know, camera gear with us, which is pretty nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Pretty much the worst thing you can do to a camera is
expose it to a windstorm.
Expose it to
sand.
A windstorm.
Yeah.
You know, your eyes get full of dust, and seeing these, you know, like, you know, 4-year-old kid just endure it and still be playing and stuff like that. But the one thing we got to try a little bit of the food that they make. They herd goats, and we met with the herders, and
their daughter and their son. And it was so cool because at sunset, all of a sudden, I mean, the goats weren't there, and at sunset, hundreds of goats just came over the horizon in this like beautiful scene.
And then the daughter came and milked the goats, and then they took the goat milk and they put it in the skin of a goat and proceeded to shake it for, you know, half an hour, something like that. Not fast, just sort of a little bit more casual than I would have thought.
Right.
And then they untied the neck of the goat skin, and out plopped these plop is the word because they had a little bowl and it kind of just fell.
It made that sound.
And it's this fresh goat's milk butter.
Oh, my.
And
what did it taste like?
It was really
fresh.